going to show up, but I think we should go ahead and get started. So we got proclamations and stuff up front. So good morning, everyone. Welcome to the March 5th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Novick? Hales?
Here. Commissioner Novick was away, and I believe Commissioner Fish will be joining us shortly. So first of all, some welcome language. First, we're happy to have all of you here this morning. We appreciate your engagement in the life of our city. If you want to testify today, please state just your name before you speak. You don't have to give us your address. If you're a lobbyist, please declare what organization you're lobbying for. Everyone gets 3 minutes to speak unless there's some rule to the other, some exception to the rules otherwise. Please testify only to the matter at hand. As we're going through the council calendar, if you want to testify on an item, please do, but please on that item. And so that everyone feels welcome, we ask speakers and members of the audience to be courteous and respectful. Council will not allow interruptions while someone is speaking. This includes clapping or booing or personal attacks of any kind. So if you agree with someone, raise your hands, but please keep it civil and quiet. Disruptive behavior will not be tolerated. You'll be warned and then asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to the council clerk and she'll distribute them to us. So thank you all for joining us today. We have a couple of proclamations up front that I'm very happy to read. We have some special guests here for the first of those. We have our Japanese Consul General, Consul General Furusawa, is here. Welcome. It's very nice to have you here with us today, sir, and we appreciate the great long-term relationship that we have with the consulate office here in the city of Portland. And then we have David Ono from the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center and Jeff McIntyre. They're both actually co-producers for KABC-TV, but they're here to talk about this special exhibit. So please come up, gentlemen. I'll read the proclamation, and we'll give you a chance to talk about it a little more. No, have a seat, and then we'll go through the proclamation and then have you up and take some pictures if you'd like. This says, whereas the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center is opening its new exhibit called Capturing a Generation Through the Eye of a Lens, the photographs of Frank C. Hirahara, 1948 to 1954. And whereas it will bring a new awareness of what life was like in Portland after World War II to the Portland community, as well as offering an educational opportunity to its students through June 15th as a sanctioned event of the Portland Rose Festival. And whereas the history of the Portland Rose Festival, the Epworth Methodist Church, the Oregon Buddhist Temple, the Oregon Camera Club, the Portland Photographic Society, and activities of Japanese American and Chinese American communities and the community at large are featured and being published in newspapers in the U.S., Pacific Northwest, and California. And whereas David Ono, anchor of ABC7 Eyewitness News in Los Angeles, co-producer Jeff McIntyre, and Frank's daughter, Patty Hirahara, are here in Portland to show another facet of the Hirahara family's photography and its contribution to help tell the story of the Japanese-American internment in Heart Mountain during World War II. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 5th, 2014, to be Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center Day in Portland and encourage all citizens to observe this day. So welcome, and let's hear some more about this interesting exhibition.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, and it was a real honor to be able to do this project. We worked a couple of years on this documentary. We're hoping to show it throughout the country. We showed parts of it in Los Angeles already, and it's going to re-air in Los Angeles. But it tells a great, a story that can't be forgotten about what happened to Japanese Americans during World War II, particularly the ones along the west coast of the United States. They lost everything when they got sent into internment camps, yet they persevered. They were able to do so with dignity, but they had their hardships. And these are lessons and stories that most Americans don't know about. So through this photo collection and various other interviews, we're able to tell their story and hopefully get more Americans to realize what happened in that time. And you know, these are lessons that are still relevant today, and this is something that still could happen today in, you know, dire circumstances.
Mm. That's great. Thank you. Welcome.
You may want to start the clock. 3 minutes. I have a lot to say.
That's okay.
Thank you all for coming. No, we are so excited to be here to share this important slice of history with Portland. And as a filmmaker, I'm always on the hunt for good stories. And what I've found in this two-year process, there are no stories more powerful, more impactful, more heartfelt, and the ones that came from behind barbed wire. in these internment camps. And they're not just Japanese-American stories. They're deep American stories. And it's we always say it's one of the greatest stories that not enough people know about. So that's our mission, to shout this story from the mountaintops, because it is so important. And we're so thrilled to be here to share this with Portland. Thank you.
That's great. That's great. Well, welcome. Council General, so nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity, Mayor. David just mentioned that there aren't many people, American people, are not aware of the Japanese-American history. For that matter, Japanese people just do not know about this at all. And this opportunity, I would like to, anything I can do to raise Japanese people's awareness, those people who visit Portland or in Japan. Like to enhance the understanding of this Japanese-American experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, in Portland, of course, our communities come together to memorialize that time with our wonderful historical plaza and waterfront park, advocated for and led by the wonderful Bill Naito, who is now well-remembered by Portlanders because we named a street after him. But because that World War II generation is passing on, and Bill was in this chamber's 20 years ago and 15 years ago as an important part of our civic life in this community and somebody who led that effort. As that generation passes on, it's really important that the next generations find ways, as you're doing, to teach that history and make it relevant. So I'm really happy to hear about this, happy that this exhibit has been put together. Look forward to seeing it myself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thanks for coming. And we'd love to do a photo with you, sure, if we can, with the council. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the property. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
It's great to meet you.
This is an SOS.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.